Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Listen.
No,
yes.
I'm scared.
If I'm going down, I'm going down smiling, damn it. I am.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm just I refuse not to smile. I refuse not to have fun.
Yeah. Well, one thing I know for sure, if we're going down, we're all going down together.
Yeah,
because stuck in this room.
Yes. And you went to a convention yesterday.
No, sorry, guys.
But you didn't shake anyone's hand.
I didn't shake anyone's hand. Okay. I was really good about it.
A couple people went in
matters. For a couple people went in for a hug. I said no. I gave him the
really?
Hand between us.
No,
yeah.
I can't
that.
Imagine
I
you saying
that.
No.
She did not do that.
I
yeah.
did do it.
No,
you guys.
No one believes you.
I really don't believe that.
No one believes
I,
you.
At no, all. And I use
she's
the excuse.
Lying.
You guys.
I'm taking her microphone privileges away. She's lying.
I really can't see her.
You know she's lying.
That coronavirus.
No, no.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe
well, you
her
guys.
Either.
She was even saying, I'm such a hugger.
She's
it's
far,
hard to
I
say
am.
No
she's
to people.
She's far too nice.
Yeah,
and
but,
you're far too accommodating. I guarantee you. How many people did you hug yesterday?
No, I literally didn't.
Nobody.
Just my professor.
Exactly.
No, but okay,
who
listen.
Hugged everyone there. So you may as
no.
well. You may as well hug a petri dish.
I like half hugged him and then I was like, I regretted it instantly. But here's what I will say. When I showed up at the convention, I instantly like was regretting it. Mind you, I'm. It was a great experience. Like, it's good to be there.
Who cares?
It was an honor to be there.
Yeah,
but,
who cares?
But I was, like, literally sitting there, and I'm like, why am I here? Because there's, like, my professor told me, he's like, yeah, so we had, like, 7 schools pull out of this already because of the coronavirus. I'm like, so why are we still doing it?
So we'll talk
why
about
did you
that.
Go?
We're going to talk about
well,
that this morning.
Know.
Like, how far are we going to go
yeah,
with this?
How,
yeah. How, what level are we going to let this affect our personality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our families?
I chipped my nail yesterday. Chelsea cursed me. So I chipped
Sorry.
It. And then I was like, do I even go get my nails done?
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to go get my nails done. Do I come in contact with people like that? Like, if I don't have to? Even my boyfriend was like, if you don't have to go, like, is it that important? And I was like, yeah, it is.
Mm.
But I woke up this morning like, you know what? I'm not going to let this change who I am.
Right.
If I want to get my nails done,
yeah.
I'm going to go get my nails done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do everything in my power to sanitize and be clean and not touch doorknobs. But I'm getting my nails done.
Good, as you should.
I'm getting my damn nails
Listen,
done.
Listen, Corona is not the terrorists, okay?
Yeah.
It's not like this is a terrorist situation and we'll show them. You can't show an airborne bug, okay?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
if you could take a precaution not to do something, I say do that. Why not?
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
know? But the office is like, they've sent everybody home.
Shook
yeah.
up.
Yeah. So it's just us.
That's
so,
kind of good, though.
Yeah. Let's make a pact. No more, like... Okay, we were. We'll talk about this in a minute. We'll get to this in a minute.
Okay.
What's trending? I know, Corona.
It's Corona.
It's Corona.
So I have more coming up.
Okay. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
It's getting serious in here. Before every segment, we go to the hand sanitizer
yeah,
before
yep.
we start. Like some new germs got in here or something. You, know?
You never know.
You don't know. You're
yeah,
right.
You, never
you
know.
Do not know.
True.
It is Amp Radio. I could see why a lot of people are really upset with the press and the coverage of anything in the media, because last night I made a huge mistake. I'm thinking this is a real situation. Maybe I'll go to the real news.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned on the television, which you can't find real news anymore.
Yeah.
So the president spoke, and then I want to see, okay, well, maybe CNN will have a doctor on, or, you know, we'll get some real information. I tune in. They got Don Lemon on arguing with somebody.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What's happening here? Like, it has become so about entertainment that when actual news happens, they don't know how to cover the news anymore. Mm. Nobody does. And I'm watching TV. I'm about to tweet. I'm like, what am I doing? Who cares? I'm not going to tweet. So I'm going to tweet at CNN like they're useless people. But that's where we are.
Yeah.
And you don't know who to turn to anymore. You don't know who to believe, because you get one doctor on corona and one doctor will say, like a Dr. Drew, who's a real doctor, knows what he's doing, is almost laughing about this. And a lot of you go to a doctor's office, like my local doctor, sort of laughing about this. Then you turn on the television and you
see
it's
a whole
that,
different story.
Yeah. There's 19 different stories. Yeah. What are we supposed to believe? Then you put on the quote news and you got somebody like goofing around, like arguing whether the president was being too joyful or not serious enough.
God,
I'm like, this isn't new. Who cares how he was?
Yeah.
Tell me the news.
I think the thing that's freaking me out, too, because I've been really chill about it. We all kind of have. But then it's like getting all these emails from work and saying things are shut down and canceled. Like, that to me is like, whoa, maybe this is a bigger deal. But then, it's like you hear these other things from doctors and experts, supposedly. So I don't know. You don't know what to believe.
Yesterday, I went to sleep like so positive. I read this thing that this doctor said that, you know, we got this. Wash your hands. The worst part is people being fearful. People being scared is worse than the actual virus itself. So remain calm, take all the precautions. And I was like, okay, that's good. I could do that. And we could all do that together. And then this morning I'm reading this other doctor saying it's lasting 3 to 6 months. It's not going away anytime soon. One in three Americans is going to get it. I'm like,
what do we do?
That is a complete different thing that the doctor that I read up on last night is saying. So which one is it?
Who do we trust?
Yeah.
Who do we trust?
Your damn self.
Yeah.
Just wash your hands.
Use common sense, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the best you can do.
Yep.
Try to put. I'm putting a smile under that. I am, except when I watch CNN. I'm smiling through all of this.
Don't watch it anymore.
I still want my fluff. I still want my fun. Yeah. Chelsea, I want you to give me some. You better give me some good news.
All right. All right. This is good. So if you're single and looking for love, I've got some news for you.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love is good.
It's positive.
Okay.
No
celebrity
corona.
Birthdays today.
Yeah. Who is it?
It's your birthday. Boy, today was...
Another bad one?
Wow.
There are 365 days in a year.
Sheesh.
There should be someone really, really important that's a musician every single day, okay? I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel today, just for birthdays in general. Listen, there's always like old people. Like today's like Liza Minnelli's birthday,
okay? Cool.
She's a billion.
Great.
I couldn't name anything she's ever been in my life.
That's true.
I don't know if even my mom could, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's old, but so I don't know. Anna Zach, she's huge on TikTok and on everywhere, social media.
Okay.
She's 18 today. You're like, I don't care. I don't know.
Right?
Like,
I don't know.
Aaron Eckhart, he was Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight.
Ooh, I like it.
We like Harvey Dent.
Okay. Yes.
We got a good one there, all right? Ron Jeremy.
What?
You know who Ron Jeremy is?
Yeah, the porn star.
All right, he's 67 today.
Nice.
I've seen porn music, don't you?
Yeah, I wanted porn music for Ron. And did you hear
That's
who?
That's literally one of my favorite singers
okay.
of
and
all time.
The only reason I play, and honest to God, this is the only musician today.
That he's the best.
That's noteworthy.
I'm telling
you, it was like Christina Grimmie from American Idol or one of those shows was my other option. I'm telling you. I was like, how could there be no musicians born today?
Okay.
But this is one of the greatest musicians.
All time.
Okay, but in my attempt to make this person younger, I will say this.
Oh, no.
She was named for this person. Taylor Swift got her name from this human being, James Taylor.
Wow. I've seen fire and I've seen
Look at Chelsea.
Oh, my favorite, you guys.
Seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
I know none of this.
I don't know what song this is.
Fire and Rain.
I'm honestly trying to find somebody else's birthday.
Look,
that's today.
Please, I'll wait. We'll all wait.
Yeah, it's freaking quiet. I got one.
No, come on. Which one? Who?
It's not in music, but Caitlin from Teen Mom. It's her birthday.
Oh, God.
Stop.
She's 28. Stop.
Thank you, everybody.
I swear.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Camila. 6:52, Booker, Crystal B, and Chelsea on AMP Radio. So a lot of us looking like we may be inside for a while. Let's mm-hmm. talk some Netflix or shows yeah. that you're streaming. I know you guys, are you both watching? What's going on? Are you watching Hunters?
Hunter, I started it.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I have two episodes left, and I'm sad that I'm going to end it, but me and my boyfriend are like, let's watch an episode, because it's so good.
It's that good.
Yes. Huh. It's really good. It's what intense.
And the whole premise is?
That Nazis are living in America. The government brought them here in the 70s. They kept it a secret from us, and Al Pacino and his team of kind of like superheroes are trying to find them.
And that's on Amazon.
Hmm. Yeah, Amazon Prime.
You watching anything new there, Charles?
I keep going back just because I feel like I've wanted something that's kind of like mindless, but I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé. Okay. There's so many seasons of it, and it's so good. You guys, I've gotten so many people onto it. It's the best.
Okay. I also have one of those shows, Grown-ish. Like, if you
Grown-ish.
Just Grown-ish is so good with Yara Shahidi. Like, it is a great show. It's about college, partying, hooking up. It's great. So it's 30 minutes, and I'm like, all right, quick fun watching it.
I like a lot of these British whodunits, and and I call it whodunits. I make it sound like it's an old show or something.
Yeah.
It's not. Just a lot of the British shows on Netflix are very crime intensive,
yeah.
and there are a lot of twists and a lot of turns, and they're all very well acted. And I just finished The Stranger last night. If you guys want to check this out, it's one of those shows. I'll be very honest with you. The first couple of episodes, it's very slow, but it's one of those that you really get invested in the characters, and the payoff at the end is very good, which I got to last night.
So give
check
it a
that
chance.
Nice. Give that a chance on Netflix. All right, Camila, tickets coming up as we try to get through Corona.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
On AMP Radio, I was geeking out yesterday on this. On this video of Hailey Bieber. She went shopping for some real estate in Beverly Hills, and I was just kind of checking out the house. Do you like to do that?
Yeah.
I love to do that.
Lurk.
So I'm just going through the pictures of the house, and I'm imagining Justin and Haley, and like they're by the pool. Yeah, the whole thing. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I did that yesterday.
See, I imagine myself in the situation.
Oh,
I'll be like, I see myself laying on that like pool, laying outside, and like, I make it my
insert
own thing.
Insert yourself.
Yeah, insert myself, not
who cares about
people.
Justin and Haley?
Well, I'm never going to be in that house, so let's just let the reality set in. What's trending?
Coronavirus is trending, of course, and I really do hate this story. Yes, Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have tested positive for coronavirus, not Forrest Gump.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
I can't believe it.
Did you really just throw out some life is like a box
not
of chocolates?
Not Woody from Toy Story.
Buzz, will you get up here and give me a hand?
We need Buzz's help right now. Oh, it's so sad. Tom Hanks is literally one of my favorite
actors.
This is
the best report ever.
You guys, I was really sad when I saw that. I was like, no, this is a joke. This is like a hoax. People are trying to make a thing out of it. But it is confirmed by Tom Hanks himself on Instagram. So he's in Australia filming an Elvis Presley film. Warner Brothers was notified that somebody on the production team had been diagnosed. They looked at Tom and Rita. They are also diagnosed. But his son, Chet Hanks, gave me hope after posting this shirtless video on Instagram.
They're both down in Australia right now because my dad was shooting a movie down there. But I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously. I don't think it's anything to be too worried about. I appreciate everyone's concern. I think it's all going to be all right. I appreciate it. And just everybody stay safe out there.
How about that?
And that's the thing. We haven't heard from people that have been diagnosed with coronavirus.
Yeah.
We haven't heard what it's like, what they're feeling. Is it as bad as everyone is assuming it is? Is it not that bad? So that was kind of our first little nugget of what they're really going through. And he said it's not that bad, which gave me hope. They need to prevail from this. So I posted on Twitter yesterday, 2020 has been major suckage. Booker,
balls.
I saw you liked my post. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Well, it seems the NBA is also over with 2020. NBA announced the season is suspended. And of course, players went to Twitter. LeBron posted saying, man, we canceling sporting events, school, office, work. What we really need to do is cancel 2020. It's been a rough 3 months.
Sure has.
Yeah. Steph Curry also posted 2020 ain't it, which I agree. Also odd, though, that March Madness is still happening. They have not canceled or suspended March Madness, just no fans. So I'm sure they're testing all of those athletes that are going to be playing.
Major League Baseball, too, standing pat.
Yeah. Man, I hope we could still go to opening day. see. Our Laker game that we were supposed to go to next Wednesday, that's not happening, so who knows. All right, I'm taking a break from coronavirus to talk about this precious story. Starts out bad, starts out by a death in the family, but it brought everyone together. So Matteo Baptiste Rucker passed away, the family gerbil. The 9-year-old of this family felt so strongly about this gerbil, she wanted to have a proper burial, and the family fully supported her. They did a whole setup in the backyard. They put up chairs. They all wore their best black outfits to show their respects. She wrote an obituary for little Matteo saying, Matteo was active and always full of energy. He loved chewing hay like bubblegum. And it's just so precious because they documented all of it, of course. Mm-hmm. So it's on Instagram. They are singing. The cousins get up there and say some words for Matteo. Theo, it's beautiful.
They're safe, a wretch like me.
You guys.
Wow.
There's a tiny little box, and they're all the little kids are in black. The family is all in black, but it's funny because they're filming, and you could see like some of the older family members, like aunts and uncles, they're trying not to laugh. They're trying to like take it serious. They're like, because, you know, it's the gerbil. So there you go. That's my little tidbit. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Thank you. I feel warm inside now.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Mondays.
Should I start off the segment by apologizing?
For what?
Okay. Sometimes we make production things for this show, okay? And sometimes they're very witty. Sometimes they're very funny.
Yes, please apologize.
But this one takes the cake. For the worst thing we've ever done.
Food news. Ouch.
Congratulations, us. That is
painful.
Hurts me.
I wasn't involved with that, I don't think.
Oh.
So I'd like to make that clear.
Guilty by association.
That I am not on that terrible piece of production.
Tam, how bad?
It was horrible.
Terrible.
Just wanted to make sure. Keep it a real department says it's bad.
It's because I wasn't on it.
Well, yeah,
oh my gosh, eye roll.
Here we go.
So we realized that we report on food so often, and we said, let's just do food news. We'll do some jingle for it. Then we all started saying, food news, what song goes to food news? It works, right, Tam?
And you came up with this.
No.
Yeah, Booker came up with
this. This is all your ideas.
No, I didn't. I said, first of all, nobody watches football. The Footloose. Nobody knows Footloose. It's a movie from like the 40s. I have no idea. And they were like, everybody knows the song.
What?
And I
said, Who said that? Nobody.
Okay, wait a minute.
No.
Listen,
none
listeners,
of us like this idea.
Listeners, they're lying. Okay.
No.
I'm the person that said this is a dumb idea. And they said,
that's not
they
true.
Said, no. It'll still work. And I said, okay, we'll try
definitely
it. And this is what we came up with.
Food news.
None of us even know the lyrics to the damn song.
Oh, it's gosh. Terrible. Whoever recorded that is terrible.
The whole idea was to give you food news, which I fully intend on doing right now, okay? Jeez. Chick-fil-A. We all know Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And I think people go crazy for the Chick-fil-A sauces, right? I don't get it either.
Ugh.
Tam, do you have a favorite?
I love it. Honey mustard.
See, you love it, right? Mm-hmm. People are yes or no on the sauces. I'm sort of in the Chelsea camp. I don't really, I'm not like really passionate about them, but I get it. They have decided that they're going to sell those in containers, and they've started to do so in Florida. They're testing it out. Perfect place. You know it's going to catch on. It's Florida. Perfectly trashy for Florida. They're going to love it. I think it's like $3.29 a bottle.
It's never the same, though, because Olive Garden did that with their salad dressing.
You're
because
right.
Everyone loves Olive Garden salad because of the dressing. You could buy it at Costco, and it just doesn't taste the same. Hmm. Like, they change it up because they still want you to go in and get it there and pay to get it there. So it's a wash.
Okay.
Don't waste your money.
Well, that was...
Food news! Food news!
It's a vibe. Come on.
Cancel that.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
7:52 on this Thursday morning, Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea on Amp Radio. You know, during these times, I feel like everyone on the internet and every show is looking for some sort of specialist doctor, someone that can explain what's going on in society. And the best one that I have seen thus far is a psychologist talking about why people are buying toilet paper.
Okay. Yeah, why?
Well, if you think you're going to be holed up in the house, that maybe, you know, you can't go to the store. It's one thing that you'll definitely need. Mm-hmm. Now, I went to Costco before all of this, like 2 weeks ago, and happened to buy my, you know, probably, what, 6 month supply? How long would that thing last? I don't know, a long time. But yesterday, went to Smart and Final, and I saw that they put a new shipment right out on the shelf.
Oh, nice. That's so, like gold.
Yeah, it's like gold. You know what I did? I bought it. Yeah. And I couldn't figure out why. So back to the psychologist. So I'm reading about the psychologist. He said that toilet paper is a comfort buy, that we look at toilet paper as something that comforts us.
Really? Comforts our butt.
Don't ask me to explain. Yeah, it comforts our butt. Yeah. Maybe it's a fear that we'll run out. But as long as we have that, like we have bigger fish to fry, you would think. But as long as we don't run out, in our mind, subliminally, we think, wow, I'm comfortable. I've got my nice warm toilet paper.
There's a great meme. I'm a Raider fan, so this is a great meme. But it's like, I know where there's a lot of toilet paper, and it's a cowboy jersey shop. It's like, there's all the toilet paper you ever need if you run out. Just wipe yourself with a cowboy jersey.
I saw the same meme with the clown that's in the gutter. It's like, all the toilet paper's down here.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. You see that, too? Yep. And it's weird. It was shopping yesterday, and I feel like I got out of here like at 10:30, 11, whatever it was. And I kind of feel like it was the calm before the storm, because I feel like the S really hit the fan maybe later in the afternoon last night. People getting home from work really hitting the stores because the shelves are really starting to clear out. But everyone was cordial and everyone was nice in the grocery store. But if you looked at everybody's basket, they weren't shopping for tonight.
Yeah.
No.
Everything was full. And there's this calm. It's still a calm. I think people are like, we're not losing it yet.
Good.
But when you go to the canned foods, all gone.
Oh,
when you go to things like rice, gone. Beans, it's a little lower in the beans. You know, it's things that you know that would keep that you can make in a pinch, you know? So it's crazy.
When I went to the store, I felt like there, you can still tell that everyone has like an inner panic. Like, you know, they're like looking at you kind of side eye, like they're trying to keep it cool, but everyone's kind of on the verge of breaking. That's sort of the vibe I got. I was like, okay, just I'm going to just grab my canned foods and I'm going to get out of here.
My dad had to go get the toilet paper. He's like, you're going to see me on the Instagram, because I had to fight with some people for 2 packs of toilet paper. I'm like, oh gosh, not the Instagram,
the
Dad.
Instagram.
Yeah.
See you on the Facebook too.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting through it. Camila Cabello tickets in about 20 minutes. Play some music for you.
Please.
Keep it light.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Nope. Not going to complain even one bit. Not a little bit. Not Horn. He canceled. We can't do him in the SoCal Honda Sound Space. We downgraded the show at first and just made it for online only. Yep. But we learned that he wanted to go home, so he has done so. He's going back to England. So sorry. And I think everybody understands.
That's fair for him.
So good for him. You know, we've been talking about things you want to do or are afraid to do or not sure if you're supposed to stand up to. And, you know, Crystal B's got a marathon or a triathlon this
weekend.
Triathlon
on Sunday. It's not canceled as of yet.
No.
Yep, still happening.
Well, it's weird because she was telling Chelsea and I that the whole thing in her mind was, you know, I've been training for this. And I'm like, so?
Yeah.
Who's keeping score?
Yeah.
You're keeping
Me,
score.
Yeah.
But we online, we've seen you train. We know how hard you've been working. Like, for your health, why would you feel guilt over it?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I've literally been planning this since November of last year. So it's just like built up. It's been a countdown in my mind. And then it's like, all right, it's here. Is it still happening though?
Yeah.
Like, as of now, it is. So yes, there's that, but then also I want to be safe. So do I just choose to opt out? But then I don't want to be a quitter either after I've been training for so long. Like, I didn't even drink last weekend, okay? Come on. I'm putting my all into this. I didn't go to no bars. I didn't have no alcohol. Like,
isn't it unfair to call yourself a quitter for this sort of
once-in-a-lifetime
sort of situation that we're all going through together? I don't think anyone is possibly ever could judge you.
Yeah, you gotta look out for yourself.
It's me, though.
Yeah.
It's me saying, if it's not canceled, then why am I going to go ahead and just throw in the towel and quit? That's what it is. It's quitting.
I feel like it's unfair they haven't told you yet, because I feel like part of the process, and this is from my friends who I know that do marathons and stuff like that, you have to be, it's like a mind, you have to be in the right headspace. So for you not knowing, I feel like that would throw me off so much.
And they did send out an email Monday and they were like, stay tuned. As of now, it's still happening, but as we go on, it could change. I'm like, well, it's less than a week away.
Yeah.
Like, can we know or not? Because if not, I want to have a damn drink.
With the uncertainty in the world, and watching everything that happens, I think you should have a conversation with me, meaning you. And if you'd like me to have that conversation, I'll have it with you.
Yeah.
Listen, me, it's okay. You can stay home.
Yeah.
I think this is completely forgivable and you should like just let this go in your mind.
And that's what it is right now. It's me versus me. I'll be like, no, of course you shouldn't go. Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I've been saying to other people, it's not worth it to travel. It's not worth it to be in areas with large people, so why am I not listening to my own advice?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is a very weird parallel to draw, but you know, when something bad happens in the world, we always say things like, "Oh, we're not going to let them win." Mm-hmm. This isn't a them.
No.
Okay. This is a virus.
Yeah.
So,
and then that's when I start going
use
on the other
sense.
End, like, "No, still do you. You've been training for this. You got this." Mm. Yeah. So
okay. Let's do trending. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. What's coming up?
It's coronavirus, but I also have a really heartwarming story that has nothing to do with coronavirus.
Great.
I'm so happy to tell you guys something happy.
We'll do that next on Amp Radio. Yeah.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
This is Amp Radio. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B with trending in one moment. I want to share a good story with you.
Yes.
Okay. The World Health Organization. I like that their acronym is WHO, by the way, WHO. The World Health Organization has declared that dogs cannot carry the coronavirus.
Fantastic. Dogs are smart.
Dogs are smart.
That's great news.
Right. Great news. Just for the record, who let the dogs out?
Dogs are smart.
Who let the dogs out?
Trending with Crystal B. What's
All right. Before I start on the coronavirus, I want to talk about an uplifting story that made me so happy in this time of all corona. So this little boy took it upon himself to fix potholes in the street after his mom's car got messed up because of one.
I didn't want people like messing up their cars like my mom did, because like if somebody were to drive down the street, hit a pothole, mess up their car, spend like $600-$700 on it.
So he kept it a secret from his mom. He's in Michigan, where Chelsea's from.
Yes.
He was doing it while his mom was at work. So the mom didn't even know that he was doing this. He was getting home from school. There's a lot of potholes. The city wasn't fixing them. People are messing up their tires. He was like, you know what? I'm going to fix it every day when I get home from work. I'm going to make, he like made his own little concrete with the dirt that he had in the backyard, mixed it himself, filled the potholes. A family member actually saw him doing this, posted it on Facebook, and that's how his mom found out.
How about that?
I was like, I had no clue. So just a great example of leadership right there.
Yes.
And people doing something good.
Midwest work ethic.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to the corona craze, because of course we can't stay away from it. Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, have tested positive for coronavirus. Literally, if Tom Hanks has it, nobody is safe. Just saying, not Forrest Gump.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Perfect.
He definitely didn't know he was going to get coronavirus.
No.
And not Woody from Toy Story.
Buzz, will you get up here and give me a hand?
We could use Buzz's help right now. So he was in Australia filming a movie, and Warner Brothers was notified that somebody on the production team had been diagnosed and tested positive. Tom Hanks confirmed it on his Instagram. Then I think his son Chet really stole the show when he posted a shirtless video, muscles out and everything, tattoos on Instagram. He got a few thousand followers, but he shared how his parents are doing.
They're both down in Australia right now because my dad was shooting a movie down there, but I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously. I don't think it's anything to be too worried about. I appreciate everyone's concern. I think it's all going to be all right. I appreciate it, and just everybody stay safe out there.
Why did he do the video with no shirt on? That's just because he has all the tattoos? And
you know
this,
why.
This is his moment to show them off?
Yeah, he's got a hot, deep voice, too. Just
Did you see the video, Chelsea?
Yeah, of course I did.
Muscles were out, all tatted.
Ducky.
He had a backwards hat on.
Not mad about it at all.
I would not expect that to be, like, if I saw him in the street, I would never say, oh my God, there's Tom Hanks' son. Like, not at all. So the NBA also suspended the rest of their season after one player tested positive. I don't know if you heard this, but CBS News shut down their New York office after two employees tested positive for coronavirus. So CBS News asked that all of their New York employees work from home. They are already working from home. And as far as the broadcast that they're doing, they're in Washington doing it. They are doing a deep clean of the New York offices. And they said they hope that they're back in next week, but let's see how that turns out. We don't even know what's going on with us. We're still here, but for how much longer?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
You know, I used to work at that CBS office in New York, and it is so dingy and dirty. It's
really?
Like, it's like a down. Oh, it's been around since like the 30s or 40s or something.
You would think.
It's a dump. They need to clean that place.
Damn.
Camila tickets right after this.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
It is Amp Radio. On top of everything, some weather coming in. Tam,
yes.
What's happening?
All right, so LA in the Valley, clear skies this morning and partly cloudy in this afternoon with scattered thunder and showers, high in the 60s.
Well done. Thank you, Tam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's give away some tickets to see Camila Cabello. Yeah. Let's go to Rosemead. What's going on, Lorena?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
I'm super excited.
Excellent. What are you doing this morning?
I just dropped off my daughter. I'm heading to Walmart to see if I can find some Clorox wipes.
I swear I was just going to ask her if she's buying toilet paper.
Are you going to the Walmart in Rosemead?
I am.
That's where my parents went yesterday. That's where my dad got the toilet paper. So I don't know if there's any left because he said he was fighting with other people for the toilet paper.
Good luck.
I know exactly which one you're going to. Yes, girl.
That's hysterical. So I'm good on toilet paper and I'm good on water, but I use those wipes for everyday use.
Yeah. Okay.
So... yeah, it kind of sucks.
Isn't it weird that you've organically, naturally, like it was just your time, you've run out of a certain few things, and you sort of take it for granted, like Clorox will always be there, right?
Yeah. Nope.
It's not.
Yes.
It's sort of weird.
And Amazon is sold out of the Clorox
wipes. Yeah, like, saw that yesterday.
Oh, hand sanitizer
as well?
You guys,
this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So weird out.
Remain calm.
Yeah, remain calm.
We got this.
I'm calm. But I'm super excited that I just won these tickets, and I just dropped off my daughter. I'm about to text her. She's going to go crazy.
Awesome.
Nice, nice. What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Jordan.
Jordan. Okay. Well, hey, thank you for listening. We appreciate you calling in. All right, good luck at Walmart.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Sam and Armani, Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B's about to warm your heart. We just had a story. We just had a story with Tom Hanks in it, of course. Tom Hanks.
Buzz, will you get up here and give me a hand?
Okay, so what just happened?
So Woody Allen, who plays Buzz Lightyear, tweeted...
Not Woody Allen.
Woody Allen, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
That would be funny.
Yeah, Tim Allen, who plays Buzz Lightyear, tweeted, Woody, I should have made you two wear my spacesuits. You and Rita, rest and get well.
Oh, so cute.
So cute.
To infinity and beyond.
My heart.
So good. It is Amp Radio. That would have been funnier as Woody Allen, though. Woody Allen would have done that? That'd have been weird, right?
All the Woodies.
Yeah, would have been very weird. All right, 836 Entertainment with Chelsea is next on Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
It's Amp Radio. Booker, Crystal B, and Chelsea with some entertainment. What do you have?
So I can't decide if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but there's a chance we may be seeing a lot more of Pilot Pete's mom, Barb.
No.
Yes. So an ABC exec said they would love to have her involved in the Bachelor franchise moving forward because they love her passion. The network would be happy to use her in some capacity, maybe on Bachelor in Paradise or Dancing with the Stars. But I was thinking about it. I wonder if they would have her involved in the Bachelor's upcoming Senior Edition or... being a bartender on Bachelor in Paradise, because usually they'll use someone from other Bachelor shows on it as the bartender. So, I don't know. Gosh. I'm not a fan of her. Mm-mm. I don't think we should be rewarding her behavior in the last episode.
I already
but...
can't wait not to watch.
In other Bachelor news, Hannah Ann, she is out there right now. She's still looking. She's single, but I guess she has a big crush on Tyler Cameron, who is Gigi Hadid's ex and Hannah Brown's, and she's shooting her shot. She's putting it out there that she has a crush on him. So maybe they'll find love. We'll see. All right, from one dating show to the next, if you are single and think love is blind, well, rumor has it they're currently casting for a second season, which is the best news ever. But here's the thing. Even if they do start filming in the next couple of months, we probably won't get the next season until summer of 2021. And because you have to remember this last season or the first season, they waited months to air it. And it was because they wanted to see if the couples actually made it. And which, as most of us know, a couple of them did. So we'll see what happens. I know Netflix is probably going to be under pressure because the first season was so successful. Who knows? We'll see. But as we wait, this is really good news. I was excited about this. Everyone's favorite couple, Lauren and Cameron, just started their own YouTube channel.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lauren B. Hamilton. Hi, everyone. I'm Lauren B. Hamilton.
And I'm Cameron Hamilton.
And welcome to our YouTube channel.
No, thank you.
I'm already out.
No,
I'm so.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just curious what they're going to post. Like, I'm just curious. I'm actually really curious if they're going to make it.
Post one, and I'm already post out.
All right, and we can't get through a report without a mention of the coronavirus. And one celeb who's freaking out, the one and only Cardi B.
Government, let me tell y'all something. I don't know what the this coronavirus is about. I don't understand how that was from Wuhan, China. Now all of a sudden this is on motherfucking sword. I'm telling you, it's real.
I feel like that was highly insensitive somehow.
I feel like that's how everyone feels in the inside, though. You know, but everyone's like trying to keep calm.
She's legit scared. Like she's posted multiple videos like, I'm moving to an island because that's where coronavirus is not.
I know. Cardi B speaking the truth. I'm Chelsea and that's your entertainment news.
Oh my.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Here at Amp, we're like a little dysfunctional family. We have a little group chat and... They had to send out a message last night about Niall Horan, and he unfortunately had to cancel the whole SoCal Honda Sound Space here at Amp Radio, and, which we're completely understanding,
too.
Initially, we were just going to do a live webcast so you could watch it, and of course, he's got an album to promote. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really know what to do. He still wants to promote his album, I'm sure, but he decided that he's just going to go back home, and I think it was a mutual thing between the radio station and Niall, like, hey, maybe we should just kind of let this go and try to make it up another time. But on the chat, everyone was saying, well, don't be a butthole about it, Booker. Did you see that?
That wasn't everyone. It was Yessi Ortiz.
Was it Yessi?
Yes, of course.
It figures.
I loved it. Chelsea and I both loved it. We're like, yes, Yessi.
I would never crap on that. I love my dear Niall. I do.
Yeah, but you never know with you. Depends what mood you're in.
People don't know Booker has a heart.
I have a heart.
Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes.
I don't like either one of you right now. All right. It is Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We've been busting Crystal B's balls for about a week at least for how prepared she is for doomsday.
Yeah,
if
I'm
it
ready.
Goes down. Mm-hmm. She's to the point earlier this morning. She's already thought about treats for her dog. She's
toys for her dog.
Toys.
Yeah.
Toys. Because way past us.
You bet yourself that if we're locked in the house, my dogs will have their toys. Okay?
And then the moment of moments just happened. So, doomsday shopping. Her boyfriend's out doing it right now.
Sam's Club open at 9.
9.
He's there.
In line.
He said it's... No, he's not even in line. He's getting there and he's like, it's crazy. It looks like everything is ransacked.
Bonkers. Well, then he sends her a text that says what?
He says, babe, do you have your feminine products?
What's a feminine product?
It was amazing. And I was like, actually, can you just get me some? And
oh,
then, then he says, ultra thin, ? Overnight, ? I was like, oh my God, this is too good. You guys, literally, he's sending me photos.
Oh my God.
He's sending me photos of which ones he should get me.
That's so funny.
That's so funny because it's true. I would have no idea what to get my girl. I would have no idea.
He's never purchased feminine products. I've told you guys before, like, he gets really, like, squirmy with, like, girly things. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, don't leave your stuff there. So the fact that he's asking me this, literally right now, he said, or do you want tampons? Discreet, moderate, or tampons?
Oh,
like, he's
gosh.
Asking me every... He's literally... This is amazing. It's perfect. One of each.
Let's do trending. Do we have time for a bad joke?
Oh yeah, let's do a bad joke.
I actually think this might be a good joke.
Okay.
Because our boss came in, he said, keep it light. You know, everybody's talking Corona, so I thought of a Corona joke.
Ultra light.
No wings.
No, Chelsea. No. You know what? That should be the joke. We should be
talking. Yeah. Let's go out with a bang.
That was a good
one.
That was a good joke.
Okay. I feel you're going to ruin it.
Okay, here we go. You ready for this one? Okay. This is artist related, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How bad is the coronavirus?
How bad is it?
So bad that Pharrell has changed his name to Perel.
I got nothing.
Not the seal clap.
I can't even fake a laugh.
Let's just do trending.
Please.
You guys are no fun.
I do like that. I do appreciate that it was music related.
Thank you.
I do appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you. What's trending? Mm-hmm. That All joke right. will be trending in like 5 minutes.
Absolutely not. But this is trending because now coronavirus has made its way to the MLS. MLS has confirmed that they are following the NBA's footsteps and they have suspended the rest of the season as a preventative move for coronavirus. They don't have any players that have tested positive, but they're just going to stop it right now. Mm. Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, have tested positive for coronavirus.
Crazy.
You know, Forrest Gump.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
And Woody from Toy Story.
Buzz, will you get up here and give me a hand?
So Tim Allen, who plays Buzz Lightyear, posted a tweet for his homie saying, Woody, I should have made you to wear my space suits. Mm. You and Rita, rest and get well. And Tom Hanks is the first celebrity to be that we know of that has coronavirus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I honestly feel like there are other A-list celebrities that have it. Steph Curry, I'm still a little iffy about him.
You think that's suspect?
Yeah. I mean, he had the regular flu. What are the odds of that?
I mean, come on.
Yeah, very
odd.
We're on to you. But I do like that Tom Hanks was open and honest about it. And hopefully we get some insight of what this exactly is, because we haven't heard from any of the patients that have tested positive. So until then, his son Chet Hanks is talking about how his parents are doing.
They're both down in Australia right now because my dad was shooting a movie down there. But I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously. I don't think it's anything to be too worried about. I appreciate everyone's concern. I think it's all going to be all right. I appreciate it. And just everybody stay safe out there.
Positive vibes.
Yeah, I like that.
That was all great. So honestly, watching that video of him shirtless made me feel better about...
You just like that he was shirtless. Let's just stop.
I mean, a lot of us did. I mean, who didn't? I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.